John chapter 3. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Yeshua by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from Yahweh, for no man can do these miracles that you have done, except Yahweh be with him. Yeshua answered and said to him, Truly, truly I say to you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of Yahweh. Nicodemus said to him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Yeshua answered, Truly, truly I say to you, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of Yahweh. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said to you, You must be born again. The wind blows where it lists, and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell from where it comes and where it goes. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said to him, How can these things be? Yeshua answered and said to him, Are you a teacher of Israel and do not know these things? Truly I say to you, we speak that we do know and testify that we have seen, and you receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things, and you believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man has ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For Yahweh so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For Yahweh sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believes on him is not condemned, but he that believes not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of Yahweh. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that does evil hates the light, neither comes to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that does truth comes to the light, so that his deeds may be made manifest, for they are wrought in Yahweh. After these things came Yeshua and his disciples into the land of Judea, and there he tarried with them and baptized. And John also was baptizing in Aenon, near to Salim, because there was much water there, and they came and were baptized, for John was not yet cast into prison. Then there arose a question between some of John's disciples and the Jews about purifying, and they came to John and said to him, Rabbi, he that was with you beyond Jordan, to whom you bear witness, behold, the same baptizes, and all men come to him. John answered and said, A man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. You yourselves bear me witness that I said I am not the Messiah, but that I am sent before him. He that has the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom, which stands and hears him, rejoices greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. This is my joy, and it is therefore fulfilled. He must increase, but I must decrease. He that comes from above is above all. He that is of the earth is earthy, and speaks of the earth. He that comes from heaven is above all. And what he has seen and heard, that is what he testifies, and no man receives his testimony. He that has received his testimony has set to his seal that Yahweh is true. For he whom Yahweh has sent speaks the word of Yahweh, for Yahweh gives not the Spirit by measure to him. The Father loves the Son, and has given all things unto his hand. He that believes on the Son has everlasting life, and he that believes not on the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of Yahweh abides upon him. End of chapter 3.